This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. All right, we got a lot of work to do. Everybody ready? Buckle your seatbelts. We got a lot to talk about. Texas reports its first Zika local case. So now we have two states, thank God not more, but two states reporting local mosquitoes. It's kind of interesting because it is getting cold, but we're hoping that things change by this next season before we see a rehash of it and a resurgence of it like other countries have been dealing with now for the past few years. So we're going to tell you what's going on there and what happened in Texas. We have three people who died after a Thanksgiving meal at a church. Three people died. Five others sickened. Now, I mean, my mom's cooking is bad, but she's never poisoned us or, never given us food poisoning. So we'll tell you what happened with that. That's pretty scary. One in seven people with HIV have no idea they have the virus. This is at least being reported by the European Union. Now, we do have some good news ahead. It looks like they are starting a new trial on an HIV vaccine in Africa. Apparently, its predecessor only had about 31% efficacy, but this one they tweaked to the point where they think it's going to be a lot more successful. So we're going to talk about that. We have Trump naming Representative Tom Price as the next Health and Human Services Secretary. Very, very important because his predecessor, during the Obamacare debacle, Sebelius, was somebody who he opposed, and he, was in very adamant and vocal opposition of Obamacare. So him being control of the HHS could, mean some very interesting things when it comes to our healthcare system. Marijuana users, very interesting. Marijuana users, yeah, I was like, well, now I'll listen, huh? What'd she say? Yeah, I'm talking to you guys, okay? Marijuana users, which, by the way, may be all of us soon as it's becoming more and more legal, have abnormally low blood flow in every part of the brain, including Alzheimer's danger zones. What is going on with cannabis and low blood flow to the brain? Is it causing vasoconstriction? What's happening here? Everybody thinks it's like, peace out, dude. Sweet. You know, they think they're all relaxed and stuff, but it could be causing some issues with the blood vessels in the brain. So we're going to talk about that. And London and New York could be underwater in our lifetimes. The scientists are warning us that devastating floods can occur if the West Antarctic ice shelf breaks up. Daily Mail clued us in on this one. I was like, are you kidding me? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But topping the coolest of news, okay, this I'm really, really excited about. Remember about a year ago, I believe this time, I was telling you guys that they're making a bandage. There was a prototype. And if you didn't remember, I'm really mad because this is why I need to give you guys more quizzes. But there was a bandage that they prototyped that would change color if the wound was infected. And this was supposed to save days of notifying medical providers if there was something bad happening to the wound. Well, now it looks like it's starting to make it to the trial stage. So this is pretty exciting. So they say existing methods of detecting infections can take about 2 days. Okay. A lot of times you got to remove the wound dressing. You got to smell it. You got to culture it. You remove the bandages that could also cause scarring. But what if the bandages can speak to you?
and tell you this. There's an infection brewing. The technology is pretty smart. Basically, they use these little nanocapsules, that contain fluorescent dye. When bacteria underneath start to produce their toxins and their gases, etc., it comes into contact with this layer that can surround the nanoparticles and puncture them, releasing the dye. So now you could see on the outside that there's an infection. Wound infections is a big deal. We have been trying to figure out how to prevent wound infections, how to find them early, how to treat them early. And right now, University of Bath researchers are carrying out trials at Southmead Hospital, Bristol, although I have no idea if you could wear this in a bubble bath at all, Bristol Royal Hospital for Children, Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, and Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, do you guys see the names of the hospitals there? Southmead Hospital, Bristol. Right, that kind of sounds. Bristol Royal Hospital for Children. Westminster Hospital, Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. Whereas in America, we got Mercy Hospital, we got, Cook County. It's very interesting how we name our hospitals. They make their hospitals in Europe sound like five-star resorts. Right? Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. Oh, let's do it with the accent. Queen Victoria Hospital, East Grinstead. You're expecting a butler and champagne at that sucker. Yeah, when you go to Mercy or you go to Cook County, okay, you're really not expecting, I'm expecting a cook. You know, look, this is your hospital slop. Eat it. If you don't like it, lump it. And that's what I'm expecting. The test will establish statistically how sensitive the bandages are to infections, how specifically they react to infections they are designed to detect. They say currently in cases of suspected infection, precautionary courses of antibiotics are often prescribed. So these bandages work as they have these nanoparticles. When they come into the chemicals caused by the bacteria, the capsules break open, release the dye. And they will not, though, do that to regular bacteria. Because some of you are like, well, Dahlia, you have regular staph epidermidis on your skin. How did you know that? I taught you that. See? You learned something. Yeah, you got staph epidermidis. Staph epidermidis won't cause this. Okay? It's going to be bacteria that are the bad guys. Remember that girl that was ziplining in Georgia? And the doctor didn't give her antibiotics originally? Because, again, we were trying to, at that time, it was anti-antibiotic. And then finally when somebody's like, you know what, just in case, let me give you one because you're still having pain. It was too late. She had a necrotizing fasciitis. These bandages might have saved her legs. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Vietnam attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
One-eight-seven-seven-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, wow. All right, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Representative Tom Price, Republican from Georgia, who has been a fierce critic of the Affordable Care Act and a proponent in overhauling the nation's entitlement programs. He is going to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. I want to apologize. I had a sunflower seed. And there are parts of the sunflower seed floating around. It's nowhere to choke on the sunflower seed. Hold on. In a news release early this week, Trump announced his selection of Price, who is a third-generation doctor. I believe he was an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah, those guys are the studs. Yeah, your orthopedic surgeons, they are the studs of the class. I mean, when I was in class and you saw, you know, they were the most athletic, they had the most muscle, you know, and I wanted to be a surgeon, and they were like, babe, leave the ortho to us guys. And I was like, well, fine by me. Can I watch you? You know, I mean, I loved watching the students go into ortho. They're fun guys. They're fun. They're also usually cool. They're not as jerky as some of the other ones that are out there. So overall orthopedic surgeon. I don't know much about Tom Price, but orthopedic surgeons, they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool folk. Okay, so he's a third generation doctor. He chairs the House Budget Committee. And he is joining his cabinet, and they say, according to Trump, he said Price is exceptionally qualified to shepherd our commitment to repeal and replace Obamacare and bring affordable and accessible health care to every American. Trump also named Seema Verma, a health care consultant who was the architect of Medicaid changes in Vice President-elect Mike Pence's home state, Indiana. She's going to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's very good. Okay, so it looks like he's getting people that at least have some skin in the game, actually, you know, that know, that have, you know, at least been in the trenches of what they're going to be working on, okay? I think Kathleen Sebelius was a political science professor. I don't remember. But I don't think she was a nurse, medical provider, pharmacist, therapist, dentist, doctor by any means. So somebody running the HHS being a physician, I think is at least a good start. And this is something we talked about years ago. Can we have people who know what the hell they're doing and have had some experience on the outside? So, as HHS Secretary, Price will be the nation's top health official and the incoming administration's point person for dismantling the sprawling 2010 healthcare law, according to the Washington Post. Trump did promise during his campaign to dismantle it. Now, Price is 62 years old. He is from, obviously, Atlanta, Georgia. Let me see what else has he done here. Okay. I don't think they're going into this many, they're not going into too many details about him. So I apologize. But even Paul Ryan gave his seal of approval. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is the absolute perfect choice for HHS Secretary. So he was a former chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee. He's affiliated with the House Tea Party Caucus and has lambasted what he termed a vile liberal agenda that is threatening everything we hold dear as Americans. So he's pretty conservative. His website describes him as devoted to limited government and lowered spending. So hopefully he takes that into health care as well, because we want as little government as possible. Now, of course, Senator Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, wasn't happy. He's not happy, and somebody else is, I think, griped as well, but I'm not going to go into all the gripes. All right, so some people don't like him. Fine. All right, so they say here, one of the 18 members of the House GOP Doctors Caucus, Price supports major changes to Medicaid and Medicare, health insurance pillars of the Great Society programs of the 1960s under his vision. They say both programs will cease to be entitlements that require them to provide coverage to every person who qualifies. Instead, like many House Republicans, they say, he wants to convert Medicaid into block grants to states, which would give them more latitude from federal requirements about eligibility rules and the medical services that must be covered for low-income Americans. This plan would also require able-bodied applicants to meet work requirements to receive health care benefits. This is something that the Obama administration did not do. They say some outside groups and watchdogs have warned that such proposals could lead to deep cuts for those who use the program. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated that at least 14 million people lose coverage if Congress revokes the Medicaid expansion that has occurred under the Affordable Care Act. For Medicare, Price favors another idea, they said, switching it from a defined benefit to a defined contribution. So the government would give older and disabled Americans financial help for them to buy private insurance policies. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what I like about it. I don't know if I like that one. Price is a six-term member of the House and became Budget Committee's chairman in 2015. He previously was a member of the Georgia State Senate. And when Republicans took control of the chamber, he became the majority leader. He was an orthopedic surgeon and taught at Emory School of Medicine. He's a native of Michigan. So the Medicare and Medicaid programs affect more than 100 million Americans, not only old, but younger people who had applied for disability. We have a issue with our Medicaid and Medicare dollars that haven't really been brought up in the last few months, as all the talk has been about repealing Obamacare. All right, once you give health care to people, and I don't want to say health care, once you give them the health insurance card, a Medicare card, a Medicaid card, okay, people aren't going to want to give that up. So if we have anybody lose their benefits, there's going to be a huge outcry, and there's going to be all the headlines, all these people lost their benefits. Nobody's going to talk about, any of the positives that could come from restructuring. The problem we have here is, if we have too many people on Medicaid and Medicare, too many people, how do we start to glean that? How do we start, where is the money going to come from? If too many people got on Medicaid who could be working, right, or too many people who have a disability, and listen, as a doctor, I don't mean to sound cynical, but there were many people on Medicare that were young, able-bodied, and, they said they had a disability, and it was a disability. But they're now a ward of the state. They are now on the government dime for the rest of their lives. And I was like, well, why can't they have some safety net for that disability but still work? And the funny thing is a lot of them said, but I want to work. I can't stand being at home. I want to work. But if I make any money, I lose my benefits. So I have to choose to not work. That is where it stinks. Okay? Now, we also don't want a system where, you have a disability, you get money. So people are like, okay, say I have this doctor, you got to be careful with a system like that. But why is it all or nothing? Why is Medicaid 100% free for somebody going to the doctor? Why can't it be $5? Why can't unemployment insurance be a loan? Why can't for every week you're out of work, okay, that money has to start getting paid back when you get your new job? And unemployment runs out after a while. All right, where a portion of your future paycheck goes to cut unemployment. People will want to be on unemployment less. Now, I understand in the depth of the recession, there might not have been a lot of jobs. I get that. I get that big time. But as we still see people on unemployment, what if they had to pay part of that money back? How long do you think they're going to want to be on unemployment? All right? Yeah, there's a lot of different things we could do, such that it's just not all freebies. And somebody paying $5 to see a medical provider is a killer deal. Now, I'm not saying the poorest of the poor. I'm not saying the blind. I'm not saying the people that are completely quadriplegic. Okay? I'm not saying that because they don't have a means. Okay? When they expanded Medicaid to cover another higher level of poverty, not low, low poverty, but a higher level where are they poverty? Are they not? Let's give them a safety net. Why can't they pay $5 or $10 or $20 for a medical visit? That money could again go back into the system. And maybe it'll inspire more people to want to get a job. So I have high hopes for Representative Price because I think he has background, more background than I've seen anybody else. Work on the healthcare system, but it's not going to be an easy ride. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Why be held hostage? hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks again to Blake, who's working the dials, if I didn't thank him yet already. Okay, Wynn writes, my doctor charges $100 a visit. By the way, if any of you want to email us, you can email us at drdahlia.com. He says, my doctor charges $100 a visit. I think it's fair, but it's too much for many people.
I told him to offer coupons and giveaways to those patients who don't smoke and take care of themselves like me. He started to take up a collection for patients to help them pay for their copay, but why doesn't he just lower the cost for some of us? He says not... He took up a collection. I hope I read that right. Not everyone, he says, has the type of income that can afford this. He writes, I don't qualify for Obama crap insurance. He writes Obama crap. So I'm without, but $100 is too much. $100 a visit. Yeah, you know what? I would love to see an Obamacare for lawyers. And I would like to see what happens with the legal. Because, I mean, some of these attorneys, $500, $600, $700 an hour, you know? Yet a doctor charges $100 for a visit and everybody cries foul. Okay, but when it's the lawyer, see, because everybody thinks the doctor is supposed to be so nice. Everybody thinks the doctor is supposed to be so caring. And a lot of us do. A lot of us eat a lot. We do a lot of stuff for free. You don't see a lawyer doing that. Sorry, I don't mean to rip on the lawyers, but man, you guys make $500-$600 an hour. Jeez. My brother went to law school. He doesn't make that kind of money. I don't know why. He's got to be doing it wrong. How do you do it wrong? All right. Well, okay. I don't know about the coupons or giveaways and the reason why that's very, very difficult is because when I first started, and again, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't quote, but I think Medicare, if you take Medicare patients, or I think if you take any patients, but I think if you're taking a government insurance and you are caught charging one person one amount and another person another amount, but your Medicare patient has to pay their deductible, it's supposed to be a big no-no. Everybody's supposed to be charged the same across the board within their insurance and within their, for example, if a cash pay, a patient without insurance, okay, if you want to charge $50 to one, you got to charge $50 to everybody who's a cash patient. Okay, if you start playing around with the copays on one, but not on the other, I think Medicare can have a poop fit. Now, again, I don't know where that is in writing, and I don't know how that exactly works, but we were taught in our training to never mess around with the price. Don't be handing out coupons. Don't be waving this or waving that. Now, you can, if somebody, so let's say waving a copay. And let's say somebody had surgery, and they're coming back for you to look at the wound, okay? If you don't charge a copay to anybody, you don't charge it to a Medicare patient, you don't charge it to a Blue Cross Blue Shield patient, you don't charge it to cash patients, then you can do it. If you're not going to charge a copay, because most insurances will not pay for that follow-up visit anyway. So if you want to see somebody for free, as long as you're seeing every type of patient for that same service for free, it's okay. You get that? So let's say I diagnosed you with pneumonia. And I gave you antibiotics. We did the X-ray. Usually, though, for the follow-up, you're going to pay. Really, mostly like the wound infection, or like to take out the stitches. Okay, it's not your fault. I didn't use absorbable stitches. I purposely did the nylon ones because I think it would be more cosmetic. So I sewed you up. I want you to come back in 7 to 10 days to take out the stitches. I'm not going to charge you a copay. So I can't charge a Medicare patient a copay. I can't charge a Blue Cross patient. I won't charge anybody a copay across the board. That's your for that, and that I believe you could do. So you have to be very, very careful about who you decide to discount and who you don't. I think the collection thing is very, very cool. I don't know how that works. I'd like to know more about that. That could be pretty cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. You can always call in at 1-877-DOC-DELLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, where if you do have, you know, a collection for somebody. I mean, I've known doctors to do collections for patients' other medical bills. You know, like, one of my patients has cancer. They're having trouble paying their oncologist, so we're collecting money for them. You see, you could do something like that. But I don't know if you're allowed to do that for your own pricing if other people don't benefit as well. That's kind of a toughie. That's a very good question. $100 for a visit. Should a doctor get $100 for a visit? For us, we charged $50 for the longest time. It didn't cut it. So we went up to $75. It still didn't cut it. I left my practice before we had to go up to 100. In the olden days, we originally, people that could pay $100. Once the recession hit, no, not at all. So we had a $50 cash price, which I think can still be a little expensive for some, depending on what we do. Now, what's my time worth? For me, I do so much for free that I'm like, gosh, is 15 minutes or a half hour, an hour really worth $50? That's hard for me to say. But most doctors' time, considering how expensive it is for them to maintain that office, see, that's the problem. Why should you be paying for the doctor's billing software, the doctor's high-priced staff? Okay? It's not the doctor's fault that he has to pay all that. It's not your fault either. Just like when you go into a restaurant, if the rent goes up for that restaurant, or all those menu changes that happened under Obamacare, the menu changes, your prices went up. But see, what is a doctor supposed to do? If he has to have 3 new billing personnel because of all the stupid ICD-10 and all the new billing issues and the deductible retrievals and et cetera, and the prior auths, and he has to hire another 3 new staff members, where is that money going to come from? It's not going to come out of his mortgage. It did with us. We had to take a mortgage out. But, how many times can a doctor do that until they say, to heck with this, I'm out of here? So, and you can't alter the price of what insurance pays you. Yeah, maybe you could renegotiate your contract, but if the insurance is only going to pay you $2.42, all right, because the patient's copay is $30, and all they think you deserve is $32.42, all right, how do you increase your income? Well, you'll have to increase volume to see more people to get more of those $2.42 checks from the insurance. Or what you have to do is you have to raise the cash price. And that's why cash patients seem to get screwed the most. Because it's the only place where medical providers could increase the price point. It's the only place where they can. And it's the only thing that offsets the crappy insurance payments. Medical personnel are making $20, $25 an hour, $30 an hour, easy. So for that one staff, that's not even counting malpractice insurance at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. Some people are paying close to $100,000 a year. So you have a staff person that's making about $30 an hour, and that patient that you are seeing, all right, is only giving you $30, you're going to be out of business in the first 5 minutes. Because you also got to pay their taxes and their Social Security. So it's payroll taxes, etc. So it's a problem. If a medical office wasn't so damn expensive, or a hospital so expensive to run, maybe we could bring down price point. So one thing I would like to see as a revamp Obamacare is how to make things cheaper for the doctor. One, cutting back on lawsuits. We could cut back on lawsuits, or malpractice could go down. B, let's get rid of all these codes, these insurance codes. Now we don't have to pay for extra billers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're right back.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The Dr.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, many of us were shocked and saddened, and I just, besides ourselves, to hear that members of the Brazilian soccer team, Chapecoense or Chapecoense, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong, were among 81 people on board a chartered aircraft that died in Medellin, Colombia. Of those 81 people, 76 people were killed. It appears there have been 5 survivors, some of who have been able to talk about the crash. The team was from the small city of Chapeco, which is in... it joined Brazil's first division in 2014 for the first time since the 1970s. It made it last week to the Copa Sudamericana finals. The team has a 22,000 seat arena. It's a very small, nobody expected these guys to make it as far as they did in sports. And so, obviously the region is devastated. They say the team was ruled by tournament organizers too small to host a final match because it only has a 22,000 seat arena. So it was instead moved to a stadium 300 miles to the north in the city of Curitiba. One of the witnesses had said that the plane had run out of fuel and had been circling for a while. Unfortunately, we don't have all the reports, and when we do, we will keep you posted and let you know how the remaining survivors are doing. But it's such a shame. It's devastating. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time sports teams have died in fatal plane crashes. November 8, 1948, the Czechoslovak national ice hockey team, their plane crashed in the English Channel just off of France, killing 5 members of the IIHF Hall of Famer, including Ladislav Trojak. In May 4, 1949, the plane for the Italian soccer club, Torino, crashed in the hometown of Turin. They lost 22 members, 18 players, most of its senior squad. That was in the 1949. In 1950, the Moscow VVS ice hockey team, their plane crashed near Svetlovsk. They lost their entire team. February 6, 1958, the plane carrying English soccer champion Manchester United crashed in Munich, Germany. The Munich disaster is still recognized in both England and Germany. 23 people died in the crash, including 8 soccer players and 3 members of the club. In 1958, we had the English fencing team. They crashed on a plane near Ireland in the Atlantic Ocean, all 99 people on board. 1960, July 16, the Danish national football team were on a plane that crashed in a strait between Denmark and Sweden. Sad news keeps coming, guys. October 10, 1960, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo football team crashed during takeoff in Toledo, Ohio. 22 people killed. February 16, 1961, the U.S. figure skating team was killed. The entire on a flight heading to the World Figure Skating Champions when their plane went down in Prague. In 1961, 8 players of the now defunct Chilean soccer team CD Green Cross unfortunately were killed. The wreckage of the crash was finally found 54 years later. 1968, Lamar Tech track team, their coach and pilot were killed during a return flight. 1969, the Bolivian soccer team, quote, the strongest, was killed in a crash that left 83 people dead after traveling home from a special holiday match. 1970, the Wichita State football team, there were 1 of 2 planes carrying that team to a game against Utah State. A crash in Colorado killed a total of 31 people, including 14 players. They said the plane took a sightseeing route through the Rocky Mountains. It ended up in a dead-end canyon. November 14, 1970, the Marshall University football team. Most of them were killed in a crash as they were returning from a loss to East Carolina. That left all 75 people on the plane dead. 1972, the Uruguayan rugby team Old Christmas Club were involved. It's been known as the Miracle of the Andes when their plane crashed in a disaster that claimed 29 lives, including 11 players. But 16 survivors of the crash were rescued 2 months later They had to survive in the mountains with little food and no heat. Unfortunately, they led to cannibalism and a desperate 10-day trek through the elements by two survivors for help when the search for the plane was abandoned. This movie was called Alive, starring Ethan Hawke and directed by Frank Marshall. This is according to CBS News. 1975, the Formula One Embassy Hell Racing Team had a plane crash. 1977, the University of Evansville men basketball team had a plane crash. 1979, the PacTour Football Club. 1980, the U.S. Amateur Boxing Team. November 25, 1985, the Iowa State Women's Cross Country Team crashed on an approach to Des Moines, Iowa. 1987, the Peruvian Soccer Club. 1989, professional soccer players from Suriname died in a crash. Zambian National Soccer Team in 1993. 2001, the team played for Oklahoma State. You remember this? Team played for Oklahoma State University's men's basketball team crashed near Denver after a loss against Colorado during a snowstorm. Crash killed players Dan Lawson and Nate Fleming, 16 staffers and broadcasters. In 2004, the Hendricks Motorsports team crashed in an approach in Virginia. September 7, 2011, Russian hockey team Lokomotiv slammed into a riverbank moments after taking off, killing 44 people on board. Even though plane crashes are more rare, you know, they always say the most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport, right? When you hear these things and you see these crashes that take the lives and take the, I mean, it's just dumbfounding. And, I visited the Aviation Museum in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona has an aviation museum. It's actually very, very good. And, when I visited that, I was looking at these planes from, you know, the, Wright brother days, you know, some of the ones that were pre-World War One. And you take a look at them and you go, how did they have the guts to put something like that up into the air? And now flights, we do it all the time. I mean, there's millions of flights happening every week and we don't even think twice about it and we feel safe and I've flown multiple times. But when something like this happens, it just reminds you that we are humans up in the air, putting our lives, right, you know, at the hands of one or two pilots. Hopefully there's two pilots. And, a big metal aluminum vessel that's up in the sky. And I don't want to scare anybody because, you know, I've had patients who were, you know, phobic of flying. And I couldn't blame them. You know, I personally don't like to fly. As long as I don't think about it, I'm good. But it's just, it's a shame. You know, it really is a shame. And if they really did run out of fuel, how does something like that happen here in the year 2016? So it's a shame. Three people die and five more sent to the hospital after being poisoned by a Thanksgiving meal served by a church at an American Legion Center in California. Sutter Delta Medical Center in Antioch said they received eight patients with probable foodborne symptoms after they ate a charity meal. Three patients died, four have been released, and one remains under medical care. They do not think there is a general risk to the public. All eight lived at the same assisted living facility and ate a free Thanksgiving dinner at the American Legion Hall in Antioch, among other residents and staff members who didn't get sick. It was Thanksgiving turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, bread, and pies. The meal was intended for the elderly, homeless, and others who do not have a family to spend the holidays with. Volunteers prepared the mashed potatoes, green beans, stuffing on site at a commercial-grade facility. The rest of the meal, like the turkey, was donated by other food facilities. They served 835 people, including homeless people, residents of assisted living, and anybody who wanted a good holiday meal. There were no other reports of related illness, but three died. Oh, what a shame. 1-877-DOC-TELLER.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.